Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here, around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Glad to have you in here. We'll be right back after this little song.
He has fire in his eye and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eye and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. Calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yeah.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live. You don't want to miss tonight a very unique and unusual program tonight. We're going into the eighth day, something that perhaps with your mindset, with the evil ones who have set your mind on the edge by deception in declaring to you that there's a continuous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 day weekly cycle. That's not biblical. We're going to prove it to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to begin in the 23rd chapter of the book of Exodus as we take our the text here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with the scripture, and we're going to declare unto you that Yahweh is the truth. The devil is the liar, ladies and gentlemen. And we know, for sure, that Satan is a liar, and indeed, he's the father of it. Well, we're going to the 23rd chapter, Exodus, verse 1. Listen closely now, and see if you are contaminated with what I'm fixing to read. If you are, after tonight's message, you repent to Yahweh and come on board with the truth. Now, the truth is the substance of things that will set you free. Here tonight, you're going to hear exclusively on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy things that you've never heard. This is a message concerning the eighth day. It's one that's rare, unique, and almost unheard of in any assembly. What you're fixing to hear tonight is almost, probably, unheard of in revelation form. That's why that we have been chosen to bring to you the evidence of the eighth day. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Now, did you know that you're going to have to give an account for every idle word that you speak? Did you know that you're going to be judged? The book's going to be open? You're going to be judged out of those things written in the book? That's the 66 books, 1,189 chapters worth of Revelation and other truths that are going to determine your existence, whether you make it into the kingdom to receive the reward, or whether you hear him say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you." Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a foregone conclusion that Yahweh is a strong tower. And the Bible says that the righteous run into it and they're safe. Now, if you're safe by getting into the truth, you shouldn't raise a false report by getting into something that's not right. Search the scriptures, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Put not thine hand to join with the wicked. Now, who are the wicked? Sometimes they are those that put on Sunday to go to meeting clothes and go to church. You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, you mean wicked people go to church?" Oh, yes. The devil and his gang, they love church. That's where they can shout and scream and holler, and as long as it's glorifying the flesh man, not to give glory to the spiritual man, on Sunday. Now, the author of the Sunday worship scheme of Babylon is the great whore of Revelations 17. She sits on seven hills. It don't take a marvelous mind of wisdom and intelligence to figure out who that is. Well, what about the seventh day? That's on Saturday. Well, it don't take a genius to figure out that the seventh day, the teachers and preachers do not and cannot preach the message that Pastor Buddy is going to bring to you tonight. Now, why? Simply because, we're going to give you the account of the scriptures as it is indicating that there's a time to worship and there is a time to refrain from worship. Now, what does that mean? Well, there's a time to speak and a time to hold your peace. For everything, there's a time. Nowhere in the teaching of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, or those who practice Saturday as the seventh day, is there any reference to an eighth-day worship. Now, these people that are going to deny what Pastor Buddy's going to bring you tonight, that it has any significance or is even biblically related to the seven-day cycle. But it is, and it's a marvelous hidden mystery on how to determine the eighth day. Nowhere in the Gregorian calendar is there any allotted room on their calendar for the eighth day. So that's obviously, if I can read a biblical eighth day, that they're teaching something that's not in the Bible and leaving out something that is in the Bible. Do not raise a false report. That's what these Seventh-day Adventists are doing. They're raising a false report of worshiping on Saturday according to the Gregorian calendar, where there's no scripture whatsoever anywhere in the Bible that they know what day in ancient history that the seventh day fell on. Now, they say it's Saturday, and that the rotation of the week has been kept perfect from the foundation of the world. Now, if you believe that, you are so easily deceived to join your hand to the wicked to raise a false report. You don't want to go there. Especially with someone that knows the correct time biblically. Now, we talked about the heir of the solar, the heir of those who have different starting times, and the heir of Saturday, and the heir of Sunday, and the heir of Friday. Now, let me show you what Yahweh demands. Verse 29 of the 22nd chapter of the book of Exodus, we begin our teaching on the eighth day. Now, Yahweh demanded that they bring the firstborn of all their cattle. Oh my. The firstborn of all their sons. The firstborn of their wines and their grapes and their tithe. And he specified a date to bring it to him. Now, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, you don't qualify. You can't do this. So therefore, you have joined your hand against the eighth day, proving that your hand of Seventh-day teaching is incorrect and it's wicked. A false report. If you have joined with Satan, who thought to change times and laws of Daniel 7:25, you've joined in the crowd of a false report or false doctrine or false teaching, and then by going to that church and taking tithes and offerings, you won't send them to Pastor Buddy. You hate me because I tell you the truth. Well, that's what they did to the apostles. That's actually what they did to the Messiah. They could not take the scriptures and prove all things. They could not do the same as those in the Bible days who brought their cattle and sheep and present it to Yahweh on the eighth day. You say, well, I never heard such tomfoolery, Pastor Buddy. You know, you effeminate preachers, you know, you sicken me. You go around here in your little fancy Dan, your little pink trousers, and your little buttoned-up shirt, your little Adam's apple jerking up and down and quivering and making faces and screaming and praising the Lord. You know, you have deceived and you have raised a false report, and I rebuke you in the name of Yahweh. You cannot give your first fruits to Yahweh on the eighth day. You don't even know when it comes. You don't have anything to relate to the eighth day. You don't have anything to indicate that there's an eighth-day teaching because it's not in your doctrine. You know why? Because, and Pastor Buddy, who's been around the rim of a teacup several times hunting for the handle, has never heard any Christian church. Now, I'm going to repeat this. I have never heard any. If you know of, you call me tonight. If you know of any Christian church in the nation or the world, for that matter, let's go to Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, England, Germany, Luxembourg, Belgium, Denmark, around the world. Tonight, we challenge any church or pastor. If you haven't obeyed Exodus 22:30, you have erred from the faith. On the same day, your cattle and your sheep produce firstborn. Listen to those instructions by Yahweh. This ain't my buddy. This ain't my pastor buddy, that old hateful, despising preacher that hates the Christians. You know, that's what they say. I hate Christians. You know, in the Bible, there's nowhere that the word Christian is used. This is a Greek term. It's the ecclesia, the body of the Messiah. Christine came from the chrisna, hail chrisna. And so these false words of like the word Christ came from the Hindu word. They borrowed from the Hindus and other people in the ancient Sanskrit language to invent this word anointed Greek version of a Christian. That's why I'm not a Christian. I am a believer that will not stand and tolerate a false report by anybody. You may have a collar on. You may belong to the Roman Catholic. You may belong to the Pentecostal. You may belong to the Methodist. Or you might even belong to the Mormon. I don't care. I am not going to tolerate a false report and anybody puts their hand and supports it and believes it and will not obey the scriptures of Exodus 22:30, you're in trouble. Let your cattle and your sheep. Now, nobody don't give their firstborn to Yahweh, no way. Isn't that strange? You see, I'm the firstborn male in my dad's family. My dad, as far as I know, my dad was a very religious Baptist man. He prayed. I listened to him. Later, I had to come back and teach him who the Father was. And I did. However, you can worship ignorantly. You can be sincere with all of your heart. But the Bible says, when knowledge comes, do not raise a false report against it. They hate you because you know the truth. They hate you because you know the true name. They will persecute you when they see the truth because they haven't been in it and they ain't got a heart to accept it. The Bible said you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and since you reject the knowledge, he's going to reject you. Let your cattle and your sheep stay with their mothers for 7 days. Now listen to me carefully. But give them to me on the eighth day.
Now let me say, well, my calendar don't have an eighth-day pastor body.
You see the problem? Obviously, Yahweh's calendar included an 8-day. The only days that the Gregorian calendar, which is a manufactured false report of Exodus 23:1, don't get caught there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get caught supporting something that you can't read in the Bible. And you cannot read a Gregorian calendar in the Bible. Saturday is not the Sabbath day, neither is Sunday. That's the day that they worship, not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. This is Mithraism, paganistic ways and times charted to observe the planets in the heavens. And the Bible said he would give you up to worship the heavens, turn you over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie. Give them to me now on the 8th day. Now, dilemma. What day is the 8th day? Again, I call your attention to the master key. It's like a skeleton key. It fits the locks of the revelations and the things that's hidden from the wise and the prudent. It takes a foolish man to unlock the treasures of the kingdom. One that would give his whole life in pursuit of the truth. And then when the truth came, if it was contrary to mama, contrary to dad, contrary to your local congregation, for you, when you hear the truth, walk in. Oh, stand for it. You say, well, you can't come to our church no more. Glory to God. And I was telling you last night about a brother out west that went into a church of a popular identity called Identity. And he's not no more Identity than a jackrabbit Roman Catholic. Let me tell you why. They won't stand for the truth. They'll preach around the truth to preach their tradition and appeal to people who worship a false name or a name that seems right or a doctrine that seems right. They will not observe the 8th day Sabbath. You know who does that? Only those who refrain from putting their hand to support a false way, a seem-right way, a popular way. Oh, I go down to the First Baptist. Oh, here they have such good shouting meetings. Oh, yes, you've got to come and meet our pastor and our deacon board. Oh, we are growing by leaps and bounds. It was started by Brother So-and-so. It's old Yaller Creek Baptist. Now, I'm not making fun of the Baptist church. There's no such thing in the world as a Baptist church. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I was raised in one. You was raised in one that called itself a Baptist church, but you wasn't raised in a Baptist church that believed that water baptism had anything to do with saving you. You understand what I'm talking about? So they use deceptive, false reports to get you or to convince you or to turn you from the right way to go astray into a way that seems right just because there's a large crowd and it's very convenient for you to go down to the first whatever, second whatever, third whatever, or the Church of the Holy Mother. Now I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that the Holy Mother was a virgin after she had several children, including the Messiah? Well, if you believe that, you're like these people that believe that the Gregorian calendar is arranged and created by righteous people. These are the same people that create the Gregorian calendar. These are the same people that turn the truth into a lie and worship the traditional creator or the sun, S-U-N, as opposed to the S-O-N. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days. How long are you going to stay with your mother. If you live on a farm, let's just take this as a for instance or hypothetical. Let's say that you lived on a farm. Do you still give your firstborn to Yahweh according to Exodus 22:30 on the eighth day? You don't even know when it is. The only calendar in the world, I'm going to repeat this, the only calendar in the world that contains an eighth day is your lunar Sabbath calendar of Exodus 22:30 that he was referring to even before the Sabbath was mentioned by the Messiah. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that the Messiah was the firstborn? You say, well, of course I do, Pastor Buddy. Well, have I got news for you? I'm going to tell you what day they presented him to the Father. It wasn't on the seventh day. Uh-uh. It was on the eighth day of the lunar calendar that Yahweh designed in the heavens. This is a nature calendar figured out by Yahweh himself and revealed to such men as Pastor Buddy. Oh, we're mean men. Everybody calls me a mean old preacher. That old mean preacher Buddy. He don't like nobody. Oh, yes, I do. You're wrong. I love Yahweh, and I love my brothers and sisters that love him. Man, I just been with two powerful, spirited, loving saints of Yahweh. Spent the day looking for property. And I got such a charge, I was charged up and encouraged by their love for the Creator. Exemplified by their deeds. Ladies and gentlemen, you better find out tonight as I teach on the Sabbath facts. I'm giving you internal messages that you've never heard before tonight on this subject of Sabbath facts of the eighth day. I'm proving that Yahweh demanded that the cattle and the sheep of the firstborn, and this includes the sons and the daughters that I'm going to read to you down through here, everything that was given, even for a sin offering, had to be offered up on the eighth day. Anything that you brought to the temple. Oh, listen now. Watch out here, you seventh day false reporters. We're after you tonight. You see, Yahweh is a hunter. And Yahweh is a fisherman. And the Bible said, be sure that your sins find you out. And he said, my prophets and my teachers will bring blood only on the eighth day. Give them to me on the eighth day. Exodus 22:29-31 is my text here tonight. In Leviticus 9:1. Now read it to me, Pastor Buddy. Oh, I wish you'd just get back on the Saturday Sabbath. It would make it so much more simpler for me, Pastor Buddy. You people that will not read the book of Leviticus, chapter 9, verse 1. Listen to me. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons. Now, this is the preachers. The preachers were summoned to Yahweh on the eighth day, and the elders of Israel had to appear also. Now, what day do you believe that was? Ah, you say, let me see now. Well, now, I really don't know because I've never heard anybody teach on the eighth day, Pastor Buddy. Well, I taught on it from the very beginning. Yahweh made his man on the eighth day. Now, he made others on the sixth day, but the real deal, the real man, the Adam, and the split Adam, was made on the eighth day. That's a day of rest. That's a day when Adam was presented to Yahweh by himself. By himself, because he could swear by no greater. On the eighth day, he swore by himself. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Whew. Glory! You talk about taking up serpents. You talk about speaking in a new tongue. You talk about casting out devils without any fright. I am not afraid. Though I'm surrounded by millions of unbelievers, of serpents, they shall take up serpents. Bring them, Moses, Aaron and his sons, and all the elders of Israel, let them appear to me on the eighth day. Now, you Seventh-day Adventists couldn't appear. You couldn't make the trip. You don't have an eighth day. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so thankful that Yahweh's freed me from the traditional ignorance and fear and superstition of all you idiotic preachers, you jake-legged, knock-kneed, pigeon-toed, hump-backed, filthy, unrighteous, effeminate sons of Baal. I rebuke you in the name of Yahweh because you won't preach the truth. I'm preaching you the truth here. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. Mark this one in your Bible because it will be significant when we get to the end of the message of the eighth day. You're going to learn something on this verse of Scripture. When I get into the New Testament, you're going to see what day the firstborn, the Son of Yahweh, was brought and offered to Yahweh. And they took God up in their arms and blessed Him on the eighth day. Revelation of a calendar that doesn't exist in the world of Babylon today because they will not hear the word of Yahweh. They will not preach the word of Yahweh. You know why? Because they have a way that seems right. It's the way of death. Yahweh says, do not raise a false report with the wicked. Put not your hand to support the wicked teaching of the doctrine of Baal's prophets.
Oh, the Lord loves you, honey. Come up here on Sunday and get your blessing.
The christening by the holy priest of the Church of Babylon. Bring your little sons and daughters and we'll christen in them. Man, oh man, you would know the truth if it slapped you straight in the face with a 2x6. That wouldn't wake you up. You're so dead in trespasses and in your sin. You're so conceived in your haughtiness, your pride. You would know the truth if it was read to you by Pastor Buddy on a Saturday night here around the world on WWRB. You say, Pastor Buddy, I've never heard anybody preach on this, so I'll have to think about it and I'll ask my pastor. I'll ask him this. Why haven't you ever preached on the eighth day, Pastor?
What are you talking about?
Well, I heard this old Tennessee plowboy preacher by the name of Pastor Buddy. That's all I know him by. He's at the fun making. Now, he was criticizing my church and throwing off on it like and talking about these old effeminate preachers we've got today. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3 says, on the eighth day, circumcise all of your males and give them to me. On the eighth day, the boy, the male, is to be circumcised. What day was that? Well, it was the same day that Jesus that you worship. Yeah, Jesus in the New Testament. He was brought on the eighth day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't bring it on a seven-day continuous cycle calendar. You don't have one. I'm sorry. Why am I making fun of you, preachers that don't have an eighth day? Because you're like the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, who Elijah took to task up on top of the mountain when he demanded a return to the word of Yahweh, which is forever settled, nothing to be added to it. I ain't had nothing to it here. On the eighth day, you have to have a calendar, ladies and gentlemen, that brings the eighth day into your psychic memory and impress it into your very being and let it sink down into your heart where you know by the word of Yahweh how that the eighth day is to be determined by a calendar invented not by the wise and the crafty, but by Yahweh Himself, hung it in the heavens and declared it to be a timepiece and give men upon the earth that are specially blessed to figure out what day the eighth day is. Leviticus chapter 14 and 10. If you've sinned, and you need to repent of that sin, boy, the Seventh-day Adventist Church can't preach this. The Sunday, the church can't preach this. They don't have a calendar. They've got one that they changed and convinced the world to worship on the seventh day when Yahweh's wanting you to do it on the eighth day. Now, how in the world are we going to compromise the two opposite the things that stand out here so contrasting opposite? It's a paradox. 14:10, on the eighth day, you, the offender, must bring two male lambs. You say, well, see, we don't do that no more, Pastor Buddy. Well, there's a lamb that was offered up for you on the eighth day, and he's alive right now and sitting on the throne saying, if you can understand what Pastor Buddy's preaching, it may be far above your head. And simply because I'm so rude in my country boy, Tennessee plowboy speech, that you can't get a grip on it. But if I had a PhD from some transformation, hypnotic, witchcraft, school of sorcery of the Baal prophets that preach to you a seven-day continual cycle, which is nothing but the lie of the devil, and those who believe it and are deceived by it are not very wise. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 23. On the eighth day, the offender must bring for his cleansing to the priest at the tent of the meeting, at the tent of the meeting, before Yahweh, 14:23, on what day?
Well, it's got to come up on Saturday. That's Sabbath, Pastor Bud.
Now, don't say that.
Well, it says here the eighth day, but you know, I'm right now, Pastor Buddy, you've confused me. I got to go ask my priester.
Why don't you ask Yahweh, the shepherd of your soul? Can you read? Are you having trouble? Do you need a set of reading glasses? Have you become so feeble-minded that you need somebody to read for you that on the eighth day for your cleansing, what day that was the Messiah brought before the Father? Well, the Bible said it was the eighth day. But today there's no eighth day on the calendar, is there? Problem. Do not join your hands to a false report and support the wicked teaching of a 7-day continuous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no book for it. In Leviticus chapter 14, verse 9, in its context, and through the 23rd verse on the 8th day, for your cleansing, remember, everything that opened the womb, the matrix, everything, including the male, the firstborn, had to be offered to Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, if we was to practice that, people that have their children, they don't offer it to Yahweh on the 8th day. Well, Yahweh demanded it, and the Messiah performed it. And the people that carried him in their arms to the priest offered him up on the Levitical 12 and 3, offered him up on the 8th day. Presented him to Yahweh. You know, everybody gets so caught up in these man-made laws.
Well, you got to go down to the courthouse and get this permission. Go down to the courthouse and get this permission.
When they will not do what Yahweh said, and he said, how long will I suffer you, you stiff-necked, you traditionalist 7-day liars of a false report, how long will I suffer you? These are the same spirits that rejected his word when he said, for your cleansing, I want you to offer everything that opens the womb on your property. Now listen to me well. On the 8th day, who practices that? You don't even know when the 8th day is, let alone offer it. I'm telling you when it is, and I'm proving it by the word of Yahweh, but you ain't going to obey it. You'll take him down on Saturday and Sunday and christening him and have the holy priest dip his finger in holy water and sprinkle the little child and baptize it. Glory to God. Shandai. And you Pentecostal tongue-talking, jaywalking preachers that profess you've got something below the collarbone, you've got nothing but the same tradition that the whore church of Revelation 17, you subscribe to her teachings and her dogmatic doctrines, and you get up and shout and say, well, I've got the Holy Ghost, I speak in tongues, glory to God, Shunda. I was listening to a guy here on Sunday, and he practiced speaking in tongues. And over the course of his 30-minute broadcast, he was on the radio, and he would come up with the same halala shanda, halala handa, you know, and he's making up words as he goes along and trying to convince you that that's Yahweh in him speaking. Yahweh in you speaking will speak the word, and if they speak not according to this word, I don't care how good it sounds. I don't care where they're flying away when they're doing it. I don't care where they're raising the dead when they're doing it. If they're doing it not according to his word, there's no light in them. On the 8th day, for your cleansing, bring them to the entrance of the tabernacle. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, the skeleton key that I mentioned in the beginning of the message here, the skeleton key, again, is in Ezekiel chapter 46. If you just get down and dirty, I like people that'll get on their knees. I like people that'll pray and agree. And when a man puts his hand in your hand to shake and confirm that he's there, until his death, standing on that word. The Bible said, confirming the word. Confirming the word of the 8th day with the signs following. You know why Pastor Buddy's got such boldness? And you don't hear me talking in no gibberish. I've done that for 30 years. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the greatest deceptions going today in the charismatic church, as they call themselves, where we have the Church of God, where we have the Seventh-day Church of God, where we have the Roman Catholic of the Holy Mother, the Sacred Heart, or whether we have the Mormons, one of the greatest deceptive churches in the world, is the Mormon Church, not because of Joseph Smith being a false prophet, so much as those who followed him and changed even what he said, that if he was to return and be resurrected from the dead right now, he wouldn't recognize the church that he established under the Latter-day Saint doctrine. Ladies and gentlemen, stand on the word, confirm the sign, what he spoke back in Leviticus 15 and 14. Still stands today. On the eighth day, take two doves. You know what fell on the Messiah after he was baptized and Christianed, if you would have it? On the eighth day, where we're going, the Bible said there was a dove. When he was baptized, the heavens were opened, and there was a dove. A dove. A dove of Seventh-day teaching? I don't think so. A dove of Sunday worship? I don't think so. That dove will not fly. In the face of the eighth-day dove, that has to be, take on the eighth day two doves and two young pigeons and come before Yahweh to the entrance of the tent of the meeting. Now, what day is the church opened up on the book of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, Pastor Buddy? Again, the first day, the gates open. Mm-hmm. And then, after that day is a holy day, that's a new moon. That's what the Bible said in the skeleton key. We're opening up a closet here that you've never been in. Enter into your closet and pray about what Pastor Buddy's teaching you. Ask and you shall receive the truth that will bring you out of this Christian traditional garbage. Literally garbage of deception and tradition. And full well, you reject Leviticus 15 and 14. And 15 and 29. You don't want that one now. No, you wouldn't want to get into that one. No. You wouldn't want to get into Leviticus 22:27. When a calf or a lamb or a goat is born, it's to remain with its mother for 7 days. Now listen to this. From the eighth day on, it will be acceptable. From the eighth day on, it will be acceptable as an offering unto Yahweh. Have you been offered to Yahweh on the eighth day? Have you been cleansed by water baptism to enter into the eighth day? Are you an acceptable sacrifice on the eighth day? Or have you believed a false report and have joined hands with the wicked of Leviticus in chapter 23 of Exodus 23, verse 1, where I had my text. Now notice this one. Leviticus 23, verse 39. So beginning with the 15th day, now listen to me well. What day do you believe that the Messiah was in the rest? Was it not the 15th day? He was killed on the 14th. Didn't he go into his rest at the end of the 14th day before the Sabbath dawned? You know that was the 15th day. On the 15th day, you traditional worshipers of a seventh-day calendar cannot, will not, walk in to the revelation of the eighth day. And here Pastor Buddy's come on the scene.
You say, Pastor Buddy, if you'd have preached this about 300 years ago, I'd believe it.
If you would, if you don't believe it now, it's, since it's the first time that you heard it, you wouldn't believe it 300 years ago in the past. Because you'd have the same spirit that you're rejecting it now. You would reject it 5,000 years ago, or even to the very man that rose from the dead. You wouldn't hear him either. So don't give me that malarkey. You know, Christians are some of the biggest liars in the world. Yeah, I've heard more lies in church. This is the truth. I spent most of my time in church congregation, in church work activity. I've heard more lies, seen more lies, performed by actions and deeds. And ladies and gentlemen, it is, if you will, it is a time of trouble that the devil does not want to hear. So, in the beginning of the 15th day of the 7th month, after you have gathered the crops of the land and celebrate the festival to Yahweh for 7 days, the first day is a day of rest. Now, let's go back to the 15th day where he discussed it and told you in the beginning with the 15th day of the 7th month, whether it be tabernacles or whether it be Passover, the 15th is a full moon on the lunar calendar with the cycle and the key of revelation of the book of Ezekiel chapter 46 verses 1 and 2. Just get you a piece of paper. Simple arithmetic. Day 1, the gates open. Work 6 days, gates closed. What day would it open on? What day of the month would the eighth day open on? Would it not be on the first quarter? So then, if you kept a Sabbath from the eighth day to the 15th day, how many days you got that have transpired or expired on your calendar? Again, Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2. Get you a pencil and paper. You see, ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to see Pastor Buddy on television up against some of these Seventh-day Adventists? With the nature calendar that I can read out of the Bible, and they bring their Roman Catholic calendar, the one they hate, or so they say. But they bring her calendar, the one she invented, the one that they hung on their walls of their Seventh-day churches to try to defend the lie that they're convinced of, that she's true, when she gave us Saturday for the seventh day. Yahweh said in the beginning of the 15th day of some, after you have gathered the crops in the land, for 7 days, the first day is a day of rest. The first day is a day of rest. The first day, the 15th, is a day of rest. Now go figure what the next day of rest would be. Figure 6 working days, and then figure what the next day would be. Would that not be the 22nd day? Would that not be the 22nd day, ladies and gentlemen? Would not that be the 22nd day, ladies and gentlemen? Would not that be the 22nd day, ladies and gentlemen? You are the jury. You must not put your hand to a false report. You must not. You know, I know a lot of good Seventh-day Adventists. I really admire them. I really do. until it comes to the truth. And then they're so dumb and so blind and so stupid, filled with the tradition of the very people that they condemn, they've swallowed the lie of the Gregorian calendar. Hook, line, and sinker. Exodus 22:30. Do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Let them stay with their mothers, and on the 8th day, give them to me. Only a lunar calendar can apply. First day is a new moon. It's a day of rest, according to Numbers 29:1. Now go figure. From the new moon, work 6 days and keep the Sabbath, and tell me what day it's going to be on your monthly calendar. I dare you to count. It's just like a first grade math problem. You should solve it. But these men of corrupt minds and deceit, when the truth is brought, they either deny it, will not confess it, hinder them that would by saying, that's not the way we do it. Well, that's all right. If you don't do it that way, go to hell with all nations. Beginning with the 15th day. Numbers 7:54. Let's go a little bit farther. Let me give you Numbers 6 and 10. Then on the 8th day, bring your offering to the priest at the entrance of the priest of Yahweh were standing at the temple gates on the 8th day. Ezekiel 46:1. Look at it. Oh man, if I was on television and I had a diagram board to show you as opposed to the 7th day, the 7th day is blown away because it's a lie. It's not the 7th day that Yahweh demands a rest day. You see, the first day is a new moon. That's not a Sabbath day. It's a day to be charitably holy to Yahweh. Blow the trumpet. Mark the beginning of the Moed, a time to mark. And then prepare, David said in the 20th chapter of 1 Samuel, oh my, I've got to close. I'm running over here. Sorry about that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. I'm so carried away. I missed the mark of the time. Sorry, Dave. Praise Yahweh, and I apologize to the preacher that will follow me for taking up a minute of his time. Yahweh bless you. You got my address. You got my telephone number. Call me on the 8th day. Yah bless. Right by his side.